And Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 and 2 Corinthians 5 and 6. We'll read Hebrews first. Hebrews 11, 5 and 6. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God has translated him. And was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's a great passage. Now go back to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 6. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We're absent from the Lord, in that one day we're going to really be in God's presence. So he said, we are at home in the body. We are absent from the Lord. May God bless his word, challenge our hearts to love the Lord and serve the Lord. Lord, thank you for again today. Thank you for this body of people that's gathered here. Lord, every one of us needs you. There's not a one here today that doesn't need Jesus, the Savior. Bless everyone from the least till the oldest, Lord. Lord, let us be found in your will, loving you, serving you. If any has wandered away, Lord, I pray that they would be drawn back into fellowship with the Lord. And we give thanks for this opportunity and for the many blessings you give us here at Country Bible Baptist over these past 40 years. Make us a blessing for your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about my home. Home is the sound of the word brings comfort to our hearts, don't it? You ever been away from home wanting to go home? I bet Aaron and Brother Scott know something about that. Being away from home, wanting to get home, see them young'uns, amen. The old saying is, there's no place like home. It's true, isn't it? We spend a day at work or travel or wherever. It's always great to get home. Take my shoes off. Get in my recliner. Amen. Be home. As we study our Bible and read our Bible, we begin to notice there is a movement in the scriptures that's pointing towards home. You ever notice that? You just stop and think right now of the people you've known that's gone. They've gone home. And the whole world is headed home, and there's only two homes to go to. You can go home with the Lord by preparing here in this life. But if you fail to prepare, you'll go to the other home where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth for eternity. God gives you the option. You make the choice. A home in the distance, a home worth reaching, a home where the soul of man will find peace, rest, and comfort is waiting for all those who believe on Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's a home that the soul of man longs for when it follows the path of faith. We just read about that faith back there in Hebrews. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You have to believe God. How are you going to believe God? Believe what God's Word says. God's Word says what it means. It means what it says. He tells you how to be saved. He tells you how to one day to go to His home, to live with Him, the one that loves you. The old devil don't love you. The old devil seeks to deceive you, cheat you out of the best. But God's got a home for those that's willing to place their faith and trust in Him. Here most people have a place they call home, whether it's a rented place or they stayed with someone else or a place they may own. But one of the things we notice in life, there are some people who don't have a home. They have to live in their cars or trucks. There's a lot of people slept in a car or truck last night or on a bench somewhere. There's a lot of people sleep on the streets. Why? Well, some of them are addicts. Some of them can't find work, so they have money to have a place to stay. Some of them, because of the divorce, they're put out of their house. They don't have nowhere to go but the street. That's a bad place to call home, the street, isn't it? The great truth of the Bible is there is a home that God has prepared for all those who will trust Him. The home God has prepared, church, is offered to everyone who will meet God's standards and requirements. The requirements to go live with God is very few. And yet, sadly, too many people will not even believe in the offer of a free home. And they rather squander their life on the things of this world than repent of sin and believe in Jesus Christ and God's Word. I've said many times to this body of believers, I used to believe this was true, this book. I don't believe it's true anymore. Many years ago, I found out it is true. I know it's true. I went from belief to know. And you can too if you don't know it now. It's still true. It's a life-changing book. If you'll live by this book, you'll be blessed in this life. And the real blessings is not going to come till we cross over and get home. That's when the blessings are going to come for how well you serve the Lord here. The Bible says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll be saved. And you'll have a heavenly home one day. Isn't that wonderful? I like what Jesus said in John 14. Familiar words. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. The word mansion means abiding places. If it were not so, I would have told you. But here's the part I like. I go to prepare a place for you. There's a special prepared place forever believer. That will be your home. We say today you'll have your space. Amen. You'll have your space. And if I go and prepare a place for you, Jesus said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And this is where we're at right now in history. We're waiting for the Lord to come get us now, to take us to the home he's been working on for 2,000 years. Now, we worked on this church building when we were building about a year or so, trying to get it built, the initial building. But the Lord has been working on our home 2,000 years, Brother Chavis. It's going to be a humdinger, ain't it? Yeah, man, it's going to be something. Jesus is offering a free home to all who will believe in him. This home is for real. It's also for eternity. There will never be any charges for this home or any upkeep. Boy, that's a big relief. Boy, at the house all the time, we're having to do this or do that. There will never be any charges for upkeep. This home will be more glorious than any home in this world. Honey, I don't remember how much was that house Benny Hinn was living in. I forget how many millions of dollars that house was. It was a ridiculous number. 40 rooms in it, I believe. Hey, the home God's built for you as a believer is going to be more fantastic than anything Benny Hinn's ever seen. For a peek at your new home, look in Revelation 21. You'll begin to see a little peek of what it's going to be like. All those jewels. All that glittering. But you know, that's not what's going to make our home in heaven what we want it to be. We're going to be in a place where there's love at. Where there's someone that cares for you at. For someone that you can depend on. What a great God he is. Me and my brothers and sister were raised by Christian parents. Since I was the oldest, I can say we never heard our parents arguing. They never did argue in front of us. If they had a disagreement, they had to do it out of our presence. The point I want to make is our home was a stable home, a place of peace. A place where we did not want to leave. It was home. We were well fed. We had a lot of taters, amen. We had a few clothes. We got one pair of shoes a year. We went to church barefooted in the summertime and to school. Our parents were poor tenant farmers. But we had a lot of love in our home. I'm aware that not all people are that blessed. Sad to say. And especially nowadays. If we could go some of the places in our county right now, you'd see the young ones all out on the street at church time. They're not being taught anything. They're not being taught anything. Mom and Daddy told us to say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And if company come, don't you say a word. You watch today's young'uns. They're not like that. Boy, when company come to the house, we went and hid. Yeah, times has changed. I recently spoke to a man, and I said, I think we're at the end of the church age. His response seemed to question this because you know what he said? People have been saying this a long time. He said, maybe they'll get it right this time. You know, that was kind of in a slur way. Yeah, the Lord's been waiting on people to get ready a long time. They won't have no excuse. Won't have no excuse because God's giving people plenty of time to get ready. And suddenly, boom, those that got ready is going to be gone. And like that old song, country song, it's going to be crying time. Crying time. Too late. too late. You're going to be serving the Antichrist and what he wants to give you. Going to be crying time. It's also going to be dying time, because he's going to put them to death wholesale if you don't agree with him. Yeah, it's going to be crying time, dying time. Jesus told his disciples he was going away, and he was going to prepare a place for them. One day he was going to come back and get them. You know what? He's got them. They've already gone home. And we believe in the time is near for the bride of Christ, the church, to be taken home also. Because God's going to send his son back to get the church. The church made up of those that's been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The church that's made up of those that believe what this word says and got their heart right with God. When the rapture happens, nobody won't have time to get ready. No, it's too late then, because we'll already be in heaven by then. Today, the children of God are going home by death to this body we live in. But the soul of the children of God are being taken by the angels to the Father's house. Oh, can't you just picture that? A saint of the Lord passes away, and the angels takes him into the Father's house. Wow. Amen. Better than going in a Cadillac, isn't it? Yeah. And there must be great celebration going on in heaven when one of God's children gets home, delivered out of a sin-cursed world, delivered from a place where the devil's roaming about, seeking to deceive people, make people's lives miserable. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he said this, "For this corruptible must put on incorruptible. This corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality." We got to shed these bodies we're living in. These bodies are just a house. It's a house that's under the sentence of death because of sin. "Then shall be brought to pass to say that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." We're going to leave these old earthly bodies. We're going to be clothed with a body that'll last for eternity, church. Can you comprehend that? God's going to give you a body you'll live in forever. It won't ever get old. You won't need no makeup, ladies. You won't have to go to the hairdresser, ladies. Hey, you're going to get a body. Won't ever be sick. You always have plenty of energy. Amen. I mean, why wouldn't any sane person want this? And it's offered to everybody in the world. That's the power of the devil to deceive people, folks. Because people won't listen to what it says. They think that, well, I'm doing pretty good, and God loves me, and if they go to heaven, I think I'll go too. That's what the rationale is. But it ain't going to work that way, church. You got to be born again. Amen. You got to turn from sin. You know what sin is? It's sin, and God hates it. And that's why Jesus died, to put away sin. One day when we get to heaven as the children of God, we'll all have a new body to live in for eternity. We won't ever have to think about death. Every day now we all think about dying. I mean, you have good health right now. You could drive out that highway and be going as fast as Brother Scott was a while ago and get knocked off the road. Amen? You could be healthy and be dead in a second. It's happening every day. It's happening every day. You don't have any control over when you're going to die. unless you kill yourself. That would be bad. Waste a bullet, amen. In our new home, we're going to experience love like we've never dreamed of love. Oh, you might think you got the love bug today. And that's wonderful. We're to love our mate. We're to love our family. We're to love one another. Hey, but I promise you, when you step into heaven, you ain't never thought about such love as God's going to pour out on you. You can't even dream about the kind of love that's going to embrace you. You're going to wish to the Lord you'd have lived a better life for Him. You're going to wish you'd have lived better, that you'd have been faithful when you go home and find such love waiting for you, church. The love of God is going to love us as His dear children who rescued us from the devil. You've been rescued from the devil if you're saved. Did you know you were rescued from the devil? Did you know you were one of the devil's children, according to the Bible, till God rescues you? How will we react in heaven? You ever think about how you're going to act when you get to heaven? We will respond to His love with all of our being then. We won't hold anything back. We won't hold anything back. All of our being will be given over to loving Him, praising Him, worshiping Him, enjoying Him. It won't be like some go to church and they endure the service rather than enjoy the service. There won't be a boring moment in our heavenly home. Think about that. There won't be a boring moment. There won't be anything you'll experience in heaven that'll turn you off. You'll enjoy every second that you're there for eternity. We're going to meet all of our loved ones that's gone there. And we're going to be with them for eternity. We will meet people from all over the world and get to know them as our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Think about all the Christians that's lived, and we'll get to know all of them. Amen. Because we'll have eternity to get to know everybody. In our new home, there'll be no strangers, because we're going to be brothers and sisters in the Lord. There will be no poor people, amen? Won't be anybody walking around barefooted, amen? No. No. There will be no one to question who we are, for we will all know we are all the true children of God. It won't be any imposters in heaven, folks. Only the born again ones will be there. I want to meet Peter, Paul, and James, and John, and all those other apostles of our Lord. We're going to also meet old Adam, amen? We might have a private conversation with Adam, haven't we? We're going to meet old Noah that preached 120 years. Job, we're going to meet old Job and Abraham and Moses. We're going to see David, the man after God's own heart. We're going to meet millions of others. We'll get to know that love the Lord like we love the Lord, church. Folks, let me tell you something. As you sit here this morning, did you know you've been moving closer to eternity? Time is not standing still, church. And God has given men and women time to get ready to meet Him. Yeah. One thing about our home, everybody's going to love everybody in heaven, and nobody won't be suspicious of anybody else. Amen? We won't be looking at so-and-so and saying, I wonder what they're thinking about me. No, we won't have that in heaven. We're going to find that many people we knew here are not going to be there. Won't that be bad? Won't that be bad that people we loved won't be there? They hadn't prepared. They didn't get ready. They wouldn't listen. Now, I think God will have prepared our hearts so that we'll be able to accept it. But just the idea that a brother or a sister or a mom or dad, grandpa, grandma, cousin, they didn't make it because, well, this life here was too interesting. Think about we had their name in the box and they still didn't make it because they wouldn't believe. They wouldn't turn from their life of sin to Jesus Christ Church. We're talking about an eternal decision that's going to be so sad for many. Well, we're not given much information about what all we're going to be doing in heaven other than serving the Lord. I'm sure there'll not be one dull moment when we get to heaven. Amen. I hear some of these old golfers sometimes talking about when they get to heaven, they want to play on the heaven's golf course. I don't think it's going to be a golf course in heaven, folks. When we get to heaven in our new home, we're going to find that many people we knew are not there. Some were brazen enough to say they didn't even want to go there. I've met several people say that. I don't want to go. That's foolish talk to me. Some do not believe there is such a place because they don't believe this old book. Some love this life on earth so much they're not going to give up what they want to do to get saved. Some did not believe if there was a God. And for sure, if there is, He wouldn't let them go to hell. But He will. Some thought they were as good as the church people. And they are. Everybody's as good as anybody else as far as being good is concerned. The only problem is God said there's none of us good by God's standard. The only way to be good is to be just like Jesus Christ. Is anybody here like Jesus Christ? You'll miss heaven then. Unless you trust Jesus Christ and let Him give you His righteousness. We will not be at our full potential until we reach heaven. Now, some of you people here, y'all smart. Y'all smart. You know what? You haven't reached your full potential yet. You're going to really be smart when you get to heaven. Amen? And one good thing about it, I'm not too smart, but the Bible says in that day the last is going to be first. Amen? And the first is going to be last. Yeah. Today we're very limited in heaven. We're going to rule over the angels, church. Think about that. We're going to rule over the angels. And the minds you and I have today are going to be greatly expanded to a greater capacity for learning and activity. Won't that be something, Brother James? Yeah. These people that's so smart, they can build these ships, spaceships to go out in space. Or all this big electronic equipment with all this technology on them. I mean, it's just amazing what man can do. These skyscrapers that man can build. I mean, the nerve of anybody laying a brick on the top shelf. Woo. But our minds are going to be even more greatly expanded as the children of God, as we live with God forever, folks. Learning and seeing all the glory of God. Hey, folks, we don't know anything much about God. You wait till you get to heaven. The Bible is very limited on what it's told us about heaven. God the Father has invited everybody to go. I believe that. I believe John 3:16. He's not excluded anybody. The only reason anybody don't go, they didn't want to go. They didn't choose to go. There's only one requirement. You got to repent of your sin. You got to know you're a sinner. Ask the Lord to forgive you and trust Jesus. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." Come to me, Jesus said. I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. I'll give you hope. I'll give you a home with me. That's what Jesus said. I tell you what, I'm just a little old country preacher. I don't know a whole lot, but I know I've asked Jesus to be my Savior, and I know He saved me. Amen. God's not going to allow anyone into heaven who's not trusted Jesus as their Savior. Sin separated men from God. And Jesus Christ came to bridge that gap. That's why He came. And He even came as a man, because a man sinned and ruined the human family. But God sent His Son as a man to take man's sin and pay for it Himself. In heaven, we won't be going shopping. In heaven, we won't be watching TV. In heaven, we'll not go to the beach. Sorry. No, in heaven, we're going to worship and praise God and our great Savior forever. Therefore, we are always confident knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:6. While we know the Lord is with us here, yet we're in a sense absent from His real presence. But when this old body is still, we go be with Him because of our faith. Today, one by one, we're going home. I could stand here this morning and tell you people that He'll build His church. They've gone home. One after another. A lot of them has gone home. Some of them a lot younger than me. They went home, brother. I loved them. I loved them. But they've gone home. One of our singers that lived next door, young lady, Miss Gail, she went home. She's a lot younger than me, but she went home. She's singing for the Lord now. I could tell you some more folks. They've gone home. You might go home. By next Sunday, you may be home. Would you be at the right home? Would you be at the right home if you went home? I plead with my church today, with our people today. Don't put it off if you're not been saved. If you've been saved, live like it. Live like it. Because you're going to be embarrassed. You stand before the Lord and you brought dishonor to Him as one of His children. One day we're going home and leave this old cursed world. We're going to be home. We're going to be home at last. And we won't ever leave it. Home where we'll worship the King. Home where the angels sing. Home where we'll forever love our God, serve our God. Have you prepared to go home, church? Have you really prepared? This old book here, you know what? The last chapter of the book, there's one last invitation to get ready to go home. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you through these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Holy Spirit is saying to unsaved people, come, get saved. The bride is the church, is saying, come, get saved. And let him that heareth say, come. Come, and let him that is athirst come. And whoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Don't you ever believe these preachers that's preaching that God just elected some to be saved. That's a distorted truth. God invites everybody to be saved. God's not willing that anybody perish. Anybody can get saved. It's a matter of will you humble your heart, repent of your sin, and believe on Jesus Christ, and then start serving Him. It's up to every individual, and God's going to honor that. And when God knew in eternity past what every one in here would do, He already knows. And when He saw you accepted His Son, He elected you back then. And you are going to be saved and go to heaven. But He also knows those of you, if there's someone here in this congregation that hadn't repented and trusted Jesus, He knows it. And if you don't ever trust Jesus, you were not elected. It's all on you. God has did all He needed to do with His Son dying and paid for your sin. Your sin's already paid for, church. The question is, have you accepted it by repenting of sin and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? As we close today, if there's someone here that don't know the Lord, today's the day to get saved, the Bible says. Are you here today and you're not living like you ought to be for the Lord? Today's the day to get right. Get right with the Lord. Don't keep putting it off. God can make life get tough. He can even take you out early. Folks, let's make sure we go to the right home when we leave this old world. Lord, speak to hearts, challenge hearts. Have your way in hearts, Lord. Lord, we don't want any of our family and friends and loved ones. We don't want any to perish. We want to be a family together in heaven, Lord. Oh, God. Work in every heart that needs a work of grace. And we'll thank and praise you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our altar's open. You want to come to the altar this morning, talk to the Lord. You want to come this morning, talk to somebody about the Lord. We encourage people to come talk to the Lord. Call on Him. Pray for people that's, you know, needs to come to the Lord.